became irresistible. Chapter 64. I reached for a mug of water even as I sat up. Groggily, it dawned on me that I'd been shoved into the cramped little alcove where the old man had been keeping smoke since we sneaked him over from One Eye's pest hole. There were voices beyond the ragged hangings concealing me. I took a long drink, stirred Smoke's blankets around so he would be hidden, ran my fingers through my hair, stepped out of hiding. The voices stopped instantly. Croaker looked about as angry as he could get. I told him, "It's that important." Which left a baffled look on the faces of Swan and Blade. Good thing they're handy. "You guys go outside for a minute. Take the candle."
"What the fuck are you doing?"
Croaker demanded. He had to make a major effort to keep his voice down. Soulcatcher just took over Overlook.
"Huh?"
She walked in while Long Shadow was cutting the shadows loose. Which he did, by the way. And she and Sing and the Kid and Howler all jumped him. "You needed to know right now. This changes everything. Lady should hear as soon as possible, too."
"Ah!"
Croaker was still angry, but I could see the changes taking place behind his eyes, see the focus of his anger shifting like a ship changing course.
"The bitch. The deceitful, conniving, treacherous bitch.
Way she talked, she's planning on moving into Overlook and making it home.
The bitch!
I wish I could tell you more." Smoke refused to stay around where she was at. "Think you better tell Lady?" "Of course I'd better tell her."
"Shut up. Let me think."
"Hey in there!"
Swan yelled from the other side of the hangings, keeping the wind out. "You guys better come and see this."
"Now what?"
Croaker snarled. "I'll check it out. Write them a message they can take to Lady."
"Damn it. It may be too late. She was going to try to sneak up on Long Shadow herself."
Shit. We were in the brown stuff deep. Maybe. I made a wobble-legged dash for the open air. I slipped on the steps going up to ground level. The earth was still soggy, even up here on the hillside. I didn't have to ask Willow what troubled him. The biggest fireworks show of all time was going on over by the Shadow Gate. Maybe the dust up at Lake Tanji was a match, but I got to see that one only from the inside.
"God's damn,"
I swore. There were so many fireballs flying around that no expletive could do the event justice. I flung myself back down the muddy steps. Croaker was wriggling into his Widowmaker costume. I told him,
"It started at the Shadow Gate. You have to see it to believe it. I hope those guys have enough bamboo."
"Lady gave them everything she could. It'll be a matter of numbers, which we've known from the beginning. If we have more fireballs than they throw shadows, we win. If we don't, we end up sorry, but not for long."
"Long Shadow didn't seem to do much, if that tells you anything positive."
"It doesn't. I don't have any idea what he would or wouldn't have to do to unleash some or all of the shadows, and there's no way I can guess how he'd think about it, except that he wouldn't want to let go so many that they'd come after him, too. He'd want to be able to control the survivors after he got rid of us. He doesn't know that he doesn't have any more Shadow Weavers. Sing and Howler have been feeding him very selective information lately. The true extent of what Lady accomplished the other day is a complete mystery to him."
More treachery from our friend Soul Cat.